When someone is given the title of faithful, what does that mean? So what I did is I went to Webster's Dictionary. Webster's a really smart guy. So Webster said that faithful is defined as steadfast in affection or allegiance. Now, I don't know about you, but I prefer definitions that either use words I understand or not really long. So what I did is I then looked up the definition of his definition, just so I can better explain it to you this morning. So faithful means to be immovable and unchangeable in our love, care, and loyalty for someone. Makes sense, doesn't it? So basically, no matter what happens in life, whether it's good, bad, or even ugly, our love for someone doesn't change. That's faithful. Now, it's interesting, though, because if you look at the song that says, you know, "Oh, come all ye faithful," if I was 100% honest, I probably wouldn't have used the word faithful for the church. At least if I was God, I probably wouldn't have done that. Because if we're truthful, why did God have to send his son, Jesus, to the earth? It wasn't because we were faithful. It was because we were what? We were unfaithful. We needed a savior to save the unfaithful. I mean, because instead of following God, who were we following? Ourselves. So, I mean, I guess whoever wrote the hymn, "O Come All Ye Faithful," he must have been a man of faith, right? He was believing in something that wasn't, I guess, no evidence. I mean, we hope to one day be called faithful, right? We hope to one day, because look, we pray that Jesus will forgive us, right? Forgive us of the things that we've done wrong. We then make promises, right? We make promises that we'll change. Change how we behave, change what we do, change how we act, change the words that come out of our mouth. And then we kind of spend our life trying to do what the Bible says. We're trying to faithfully follow after Jesus. But what I'm thankful for is that we can always stand on the promises of God, because God's always faithful. But is a promise worth anything if you can't keep it? Is it? How many of you ever had a promise that wasn't kept in your life? I think every single person can raise their hands, right? I mean, how many relationships have we seen destroyed, either in our own lives or in some people, other lives that we've known, because someone was not faithful, right? But see, that's what I love about God. See, God is always faithful. I love this verse in Hebrews. It's Hebrews chapter 13. I'll have the verses behind us, so you don't even have to look them up. Hebrews 13, verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." Now, to some people, they may say, "Well, that's kind of boring. I mean, what fun is there in having the same thing all the time?" I mean, I guess it kind of depends on what that thing is, right? Now, here, for example, there was a restaurant when I lived in Southington. It was my favorite. It was a sushi bar. It's closed now. I'm really disappointed. It literally closed this past year. It had been there forever, at least for as long as I had lived in the area. And you know what? I went there for years. I went there, matter of fact, it got to the point where I knew what I was going to order even before I got there. Have you ever had a restaurant like that where you just knew, "I'm getting this"? And I'll tell you, I would go there, I would order two pepper tuna appetizers. I would order two of them. They were that good. Then I would order three. I mean, if you like something, you know, you stick with what you like. So I would order three spicy tuna sandwiches. It was their own kind of specialty sushi roll. And then I would order five pieces of saba for sashimi, just mackerel. That's it. And I loved it. Matter of fact, if you literally had that right in front of me right now, I'd be eating it. I would. And I wouldn't be embarrassed about it at all. It was literally that good. Birthday dinner, what do I want? that meal. I do. See, because when you find something that you love, you don't want it to change, do you? And that's why I'm so glad that God's always the same. Why? Because I love the way he is. Isn't there just something about being able to depend on when they say something? You don't even have to wonder if it's going to happen or not. It's going to happen. I love the fact that whatever I read in the Bible, it will happen. I can depend on it. It's got a foundation that will not break. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Hebrews 10, 23 says, "Let us hold firmly to the hope we claim to have. The one who promised is faithful." And I don't know about you, I hold on to that promise. That's what allows me to keep moving forward in life. Now, because God promised to be faithful, see, I promise to be faithful to him. So what I've now promised is I'm going to spend the rest of my life following after him. I'm going to be as faithful as I possibly can. And when I make a mistake, it's usually not an if, but when I make a mistake, you know what I do? I own it. I own my mistake. I make a change in my life. I repent, which means I ask for forgiveness and I do something different. I have made the promise to God to be faithful. And what you'll learn this morning is you can actually do the same thing too. You can make the exact same promise to God. You can promise him to be faithful.